Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thanks so much for tuning in. Today, the State of the Union address and a typo on the ticket, and what to know about a classified memo. Plus, a baseball team's controversial change, Amazon's The Spheres, and who will play Mr. Rogers on the big screen. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, January 30th. You ready? Let's do this. Tonight is President Trump's first State of the Union address, where he'll talk about the accomplishments of the last year and a push for what he wants next. PBS says to expect plenty of talk about economic growth and how the tax overhaul played a role. He's also expected to push for both parties to get along, specifically for an immigration deal and to rebuild roads and bridges. That said, USA Today reports some Democrats plan to boycott. Also, there's one more thing you may hear people mention today. A typo on at least some of the State of the Union address tickets. It said State of the Union with an M. Oops. Fox News reports the House Sergeant at Arms, which apparently does the printing, says a correction has been made and new corrected tickets will go out. President Trump will give the State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. If you do want to watch, I will put a link to the live stream in today's show notes. The FBI's number two guy just left his role. Reuters reports the FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe stepped down. It's not a huge surprise, but it did happen earlier than expected. President Trump and some other Republicans have been pretty critical of McCabe, saying he has a political bias. Those critics say McCabe's wife ran for Senate as a Democrat and got money from groups tied to Hillary Clinton. And then later, McCabe may have been involved in an investigation into Clinton. The New York Times cites sources saying McCabe felt pressure from the FBI director, his boss, to step down. A classified memo about the Russia investigation could go out to the public and no longer be classified. Fox News reports the House Intelligence Committee voted to release it. Well, Republicans that are part of the committee made the decision. Democrats on the committee aren't so happy. So here's the deal. The New York Times says the memo reportedly shows the Justice Department and FBI misuse their power for secret surveillance, specifically for the investigation into whether there's been any Russia collusion before the 2016 election. A top Justice Department official says, don't release the memo, calling it, quote, extraordinarily reckless and a threat to national security. Democrats also say the memo should not be leaked. They say it leaves out crucial facts and doesn't give the full picture. President Trump does likely want to see the memo go public, and it's up to him. He has 5 days to decide whether he'll try to stop it. Stay tuned. This is a guy who's been called the unofficial king of Las Vegas. Billionaire casino mogul Steve Wynn was also a big-time fundraiser for the Republican Party. But over the weekend, Wynn stepped down from that position. Why? Well, dozens of employees have accused Wynn of sexual harassment and assault, even though he strongly denies the accusations. The Washington Post reports some Republican groups are now giving back the money he donated, but not all groups. By the way, shares of his casino company sank. Wynn himself reportedly lost more than $460 million. Other things people may be talking about today. The Cleveland Indians are making a big change after years of controversy. NPR reports the bright red caricature of a Native American, known as Chief Wahoo, will be taken off players' caps and uniforms starting next year. It's been the baseball team's mascot, and Native Americans have called it offensive and racist. But the logo will still be on official merchandise for fans to buy, and the team name, the Indians, that has also been called offensive, will stay the same. Some applaud the move to take the logo off players' uniforms. Others say it's too small of a step, that the logo needs to go altogether. Fans of the logo, though, feel Major League Baseball caved to political correctness. The next question, will the Washington Redskins follow suit? Another company now plans to spend some big bucks in the U.S., giving at least partial credit to the new tax cuts for corporations. The AP reports Exxon's CEO says the oil company will be investing $50 billion over the next 5 years to expand in America. He said it's possible because of the company's strength, helped by the tax cuts. It'll be one of the world's largest beverage companies. Keurig Green Mountain, you know, the maker of Keurig single-serve coffee machines, will take over Dr. Pepper Snapple. The business marriage is expected to do $11 billion in sales every year. The Wall Street Journal reports both companies have struggled to keep up with competition, and they think this will help. Since Keurig will have access to Dr. Pepper's distribution, expect to see more Keurig bottled drinks in stores. The new firm is called Keurig Dr. Pepper, and while it'll be big, it's still not as big as Pepsi and Coca-Cola. So we've been hearing a lot lately about Amazon's search for where to put its second headquarters. But now there's something new on its original campus in Seattle. It's called the Spheres. From the outside, it's three globe-shaped glass structures. Inside, it's kind of like a rainforest. The AP reports it's a conservatory with more than 40,000 plants from 50 countries. The Spheres are mostly meant for Amazon workers, but it does allow some public access, like through school tours. And even Amazon employees have to reserve time to be there so it doesn't get overcrowded. Apparently, it's already booked out through April. I'll have a link to a video of the Spheres in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com if you want to see what it looks like for yourself. If you listened to last week's Three Question Thursday interview, you know this already, but early tomorrow morning, before sunrise, will be three things happening with the moon all at once. Space.com reports there will be a supermoon, a blue moon, and a total lunar eclipse. Each one of these things aren't that rare by itself, but it's much more rare for them to happen all at once. A supermoon is when the moon will appear slightly larger and brighter than usual. Then it'll also be a blue moon. This doesn't actually mean the moon will be blue. Instead, it's when there are two full moons within just 1 month. And finally, a total lunar eclipse. This is also referred to as a blood moon because the moon will be turning a reddish or copper color when it passes through Earth's shadow. In the U.S., the best view of the moon will be on the West Coast. On the East Coast, you might be able to see a partial eclipse. It's expected to last about 3.5 hours, ending at about 7 a.m. Pacific time. So you might want to go to bed early tonight if you want to try and wake up and catch it tomorrow morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Sound familiar? Variety reports a movie is in the works where Tom Hanks will be playing Mr. Rogers. Yes, we're talking about the iconic TV personality from the children's series Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. The film is inspired by a real-life friendship between Rogers and a journalist. And that's it for now. You are ready to go. Be sure to subscribe wherever you are listening. This will make sure you don't miss an episode so you stay in the know every single weekday. And tomorrow is the last day you can sign up for a pretty amazing giveaway. The prize is worth more than $300. It's some of my favorite products. So go sign up at thenewsworthy.com/giveaway. You'll see all the rules and details right there. And if you want more information about today's stories that we talked about, all of that is right there for you at thenewsworthy.com. From the homepage, just click episodes and then today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 a.m. Eastern. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.